Perform muraqabah, meditation. In other words, remember Allah in your heart. When you remember Allah in your heart, that is called muraqabah. And there are various forms and methods of this, different levels of muraqabah, meditation. But this is dhikr of the highest grade. Highest grade of dhikr is muraqabah. So the beginning of muraqabah, the first stage, is on your heart to say Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the first step, first level of muraqabah. And muraqabah have very high levels and muqamats, stages. And this is the first phase. The first level, which we call dhikr qalbi, dhikr in the heart. You can't do this yourself. You have to learn this from a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, who is a Naqshbandi champion, consultant of this dhikr, of muraqabat. That's where you learn this from. So this silsila, this is the quality of this order, Naqshbandi order, is muraqabah. This muraqabah we do is the first stage, first phase, first part of the process. It's the first rung on the ladder, you could say. The first step on the stairs. And the methodology is that we, towards our heart, we have to envision, think. We have to embed our thoughts on the heart. Focus properly, compactly on your heart. And then think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah, via all the sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order, the fairs of Allah, His blessings, via all the mashayikh of the Naqshbandi order, is then coming into my heart. Solidify this thinking and intention on your heart that the fairs, the blessings is coming. They are coming. The pious predecessors have stated that definitely, whilst you think and you are focusing, then this muraqabah becomes the experience. And it feels then that this nur light is coming into my heart. And in this emotion, in this stage, you don't have to say anything. Your tongue is attached to the roof of your mouth, the palate. This tongue doesn't need to move. Just sit with ease and think towards your heart. And alongside that, don't move your heart, move your tongue, nothing. Just your heart. Just your heart. Allow it to do this dhikr. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, Allah's dhikr. That's it. Why? This is essential in muraqabah that you are focusing and then Allah's focus. Allah pays attention to the individual, Allah's rahman. What's the reason? Is that when a person says Allah, he's being grateful at that time. He's grateful for the treasures Allah's given to him. And the more he's grateful, the more he's grateful of the bounty, whether he feels it or not, it's invisible. It's a reflected, it's coming down. You know, like the ashes, you like ashes and you have the effect of the fire. If you go, for example, to do an x-ray and they give you a report, all the things inside, because the rays, different rays, isn't it? Gamma rays, x-rays, alpha rays, beta rays. So it's the rays that are coming to us. They have reflected and come to us. So not necessarily that we should see that nur or light. We go in the x-ray room, we don't know what's going on. They say, oh, it's happened. It's done. What's happened? I didn't even know. I didn't see anything in the x-ray room. And after a while you see that scan, that result, the imagery. This is your body. And the rays give that news. They form that image. So the same way when the individual student sits in muraqabah, these are unique rays of muraqabah that you cannot imagine what they are. So powerful rays of muraqabah. But you should have no waswasa, no negative thoughts, full yaqeen and belief. That totally with yaqeen and belief I sit and do muraqabah. And Allah's rahmah is coming to me. And as soon as you close your eyes, start doing that. Allah, Allah, Allah. Why are you saying Allah, Allah? You're grateful to Allah in muraqabah. Do you understand that point now? That is, you don't need to do that. Muraqabah is something else. You don't have to say, but here the servant is forced to be grateful to his Rabb, his Lord. That Allah has taken us to that level, that maqam, that from Allah, Allah has given me fairs, blessings. I should be grateful. So this is called muraqabah. And this is dhikrullah. So this dhikr, muraqabah, is the first step in the Naqshbandi order. The first lesson after the many levels of muraqabah, you have to learn them from the sheikh. Different levels, different feelings, different emotions. This is Allah's ma'rifah. This is the knowledge of Allah's awareness, His connection. This is not some minor knowledge. So learn this, alhamdulillah. If you don't learn this, then just sit, close your eyes and sit down. Inshallah, even then you will get the benefit of Allah's. So there's nothing to be scared about. I don't understand. Why is a person scared to learn the name of Allah? It's surprising. So after that then, you do Allah, Allah, Allah in your heart. You close your eyes. That's it. Muraqabah has started. This is called dhikr-e khafi, silent dhikr, dhikr of the heart, muraqabah. All the mashayikh, they have taught this. They've taught this, and the teachers explain the greatness of this, and the rewards are also great. The thawab is great. So for a short while, inshallah, with Allah's fadl, we'll do dhikr muraqabah of the Naqshbandi order. Close your eyes, focus towards your heart, and within your heart, with the sound and rhythm of the dhikr beads, even that is calling out to Allah, the tasbih. Every bead is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. So it's helping you, your heart, to say the name of Allah. We should be grateful for this. The tasbih is grateful to Allah when the beads are banging. He's saying, Allah, that you've given me such a great treasure. Give me that whole knowledge of your name in my heart. So the student is grateful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَلَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ.